Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A number of Esperance properties will soon use standalone power systems. The off-grid solution means a combination of solar panels, battery storage and backup generation will reduce outages for those at the end of electricity networks. Energy Minister Rhys Whitby says the $18 million investment will solve a number of problems.
We don't have long power lines out into the countryside where you can have 50 or 100 kilometres serving one or two farms. It's a big cost on the utility to maintain and provide those services. It also represents a risk of bushfire. So we know power lines in the past have started bushfires.
Police are working to locate three substations allegedly stolen from a Coolgardie mine site. The alleged act taking place sometime over the past few weeks. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. Experts are describing the Aussie cattle market as in balance. Rabobank's Australian beef seasonal outlook for the year says higher herd inventory and the lack of liquidation of rebuilding urgency has stabilised numbers. But the group's Angus Gidley-Baird says they're hoping for an uptick from US demand.
They've been through a liquidation phase. They've got very short supplies of beef over there. We are expecting, if they go into any sort of rebuild phase, most likely not until next year, if not further away, that will stimulate US prices and provide upside to global beef prices.
Mineral Resources is getting behind an Esperance family centre. The miner putting $25,000 towards refurbishing the Parent and Family Centre at Nelson Primary School. The funding to go towards equipment and resources to improve accessibility at the facility. In sport, a big opening round in the Esperance Footy League at the weekend. Gibson starting the season with a win, defeating Lions 63-44, while EFC couldn't get it done, going down by 8 points to Ports. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.